The Beloit International Film Festival begins its 10-day run next week. Organizers say it reflects the best in filmmaking. On this week's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Guy Stevens finds this year's festival also reflects a shift in film culture.
Marty Dench is executive director of the festival, commonly referred to as BIFF. He says in some ways the 14th festival is much like it's been in recent years, with a full slate of offerings.
We run for 10 days. We'll be showing 104 films in 7 venues, most of which are downtown. Those are just the raw numbers. What you can't convey through the numbers is the excitement that it brings to downtown Beloit. The streets are alive with filmgoers, with filmmakers.
Dench says BIFF is going strong, though he says the past few years have been a little rough. First, longtime executive director and co-founder Rod Bodwin retired 2 years ago. Then his replacement, Max Macon, left last summer.
Fortunately, Greg Girard was on hand. He had been with the festival from the very beginning, still with us today, now serving in the capacity of artistic director. And I mean this sincerely, that this festival would not have hit a 14th season without him. He's just been absolutely critical to getting this festival off the ground this year and done just a great job.
As a result, Dench says, people won't see BIFF miss a beat.
They're going to see the same quality of festival that they've seen every year for the past 13 years and some really, really exciting films and really exciting special programs that we've got going along with it.
Those include an artist in residence doing classes and workshops, plus the traditional sing-along and showings of classic and silent films. There will be something new, though. BIFF organizers go through hundreds, if not thousands, of submissions each year. Artistic director Greg Girard says different people vet each category. He selects the feature films, others shorts, and so on. As Girard assembled this year's finalists, he began to notice something.
Just an inordinate number of credits for women, not just acting credits, but writing credits, producing credits, directing credits. I'd never seen so much, you know, activity in the female domain before in control roles.
Girard says he counted more than half of the festival's films with women in one of those roles.
It became obvious a few months ago that, hey, guys, we should probably make some sort of a celebration of women in film. It looks like the Me Too movement wave has, sort of made its way to Beloit by way of a lot of our filmmakers. Not to mention that we have a lot of very strong female characters in films and themes that celebrate female empowerment.
Girard says what followed was a moment of serendipity. He got an email from Melissa Houghton, executive director of Women in Film and Video, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit that supports women in the independent film industry. She's also a Beloit College graduate.
And she said, hey, I'd be happy to help you guys out with anything you're doing in terms of women in film there. So she's coming, and she's going to lead the panel for us. And that will be on the second Saturday of the festival. That'll be March 2nd.
Girard reiterates that these are all great films, regardless of who's involved. Girard points to one of his top picks, Radium Girls, a feature film based on the true story of women who painted radium on watch dials in the early 20th century. Many got sick and even died from contact with the radioactive substance, but struggled to get corporate hierarchy to acknowledge the problem.
Just a marvelous film. This is ready for the theaters. I mean, it's just impeccably made. Wonderful performances. Females at the helm. Executive produced by Lily Tomlin. Strong performances by female actors in a female-themed kind of setting with women at the controls on the other side of the camera. It's an awards finalist, no question.
Girard says another example of a production led by women is the documentary Hillbilly.
Helmed by two women from Appalachia. And they do a marvelous job of defining what is a hillbilly and maybe what did the hillbillies have to do with our Donald Trump election. It's kind of funny and kind of just, you know, meet a lot of characters. I just thought it was a fascinating read. If you're a documentary fan, I really recommend that one.
People have a certain perception of us.
A woman once asked me if I knew who Johnny Carson was. She didn't think we had TVs.
No other region in America is more misunderstood than Appalachia.
That's a bit of the trailer for Hillbilly, one of the offerings at BIFF this year. Dench says one of his favorites is the Hungarian film Eternal Winter. Late in World War II, the Soviet Army took ethnic German women living in Hungary and forced them to work in coal mines. Dench says the film focuses on one such woman who has to cope with heavy manual labor while being deprived of food.
It's a little bit slow-paced. It's a little dark. However, it also is a very hopeful film. It finishes with a very upbeat, not cheerful, but very realistic look at where she goes from there.
Dench says at the other end of the spectrum is When I Sing, starring singer-songwriter Linda Chorney in a film based on her attempt to get a Grammy Award.
And you learn some of the backstage stuff about what it takes, because it takes a lot more than talent to get a Grammy Award. It takes lobbying. It takes marketing. And this film exposes all of that in a very lighthearted way.
I've been chasing the dream for 30 years. I thought I would have made it by now. There have been good guys and bad guys and ups and downs. Hey, it's a living.
I'm missing the boat.
And after all, I made history. What? I did.
That's from When I Sing, showing at this year's Beloit International Film Festival. Dench says he expects the conversations about women in film and the films themselves will continue outside the panel discussion. He says filmmakers say Biff is unique in how close they can get to the audience.
And not just at the Q&As that we have after the film, but it's also in the coffee shops and the restaurants. The audiences begin to recognize the filmmakers. They'll approach them on the street.
Greg Girard says that relationship Biff cultivates with its filmmakers paid off in a bonus this year. TV star and veteran director Timothy Busfield, a previous participant with his wife, actress Melissa Gilbert, asked if the festival would like to present the Midwest premiere of his new film, Guest Artist. It was written by and stars Jeff Daniels.
It's an excellent film, and it really came in late in the game, but we just feel really fortunate to have it. It's going to premiere out in Santa Barbara, but will be the second showing. I'm so totally excited about it.
The festival runs February 22nd through March 3rd. The panel discussion on women filmmakers takes place March 2nd. Schedules, synopses, biographies, trailers, and more are available on the festival's website, beloitfilmfest.org. I'm Guy Stevens.